Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
According to a report in a medical journal, 8% of all men and 20% of all women will experience serious depression in the course of a lifetime. Some live with it, some try to escape from it, many are overcome by it. Their names are found in the fine print of the obituary columns, but seldom will you learn that the real killer was depression. In his book, How to Win Over Depression, author Tim LaHaye describes three phases of depression as, first, discouragement, then despondency, and three, despair. Now, discouragement is the mildest form of depression. And in the early phases, there are things that you can do to help yourself. Get outdoors, change your schedule, get exercise, lighten your load, even go out for dinner. God knows it is no sin to get discouraged. Even spiritual giants on occasion got discouraged, but if your discouragement is not confronted, it quickly turns into a downhill slide, bringing you into the second phase. When you drift into despondency, you begin to feel overwhelmed. You don't care. And if you do, and sometimes you care a lot, but you still don't know what to do emotionally to turn the corner. I'm thinking of a middle-aged woman who sat in my office describing her feelings of hopelessness. My pastor says, "Snap out of it, Marcella, or we'll stop praying for you." She sobbed with tears coursing down her cheeks. "God knows I would if I could," she said. Feelings of despair are only deepened by the use of alcohol or non-prescription drugs. Neither can you escape by running from it. Now, this stage is marked by lethargy and inaction. "Hey, come on out and play golf with us," a friend says. "No, thanks. I don't feel like it." Psychiatrist Dr. William Glasser believes that at times we choose not to feel better, because then we would have to deal with personal problems, ones from which we are trying to escape. Sometimes running from God is part of that downhill slide. Read the story of Jonah. You will see a man who slept in the face of the storm, not because he was tired, I believe, but because he wanted to escape from reality. If your despair is because you, like Jonah, are running from God or responsibility, knock on his door, get things squared away quickly. But if you know your heart and you are at peace with him in your world, you need to talk with your doctor, and he or she needs to evaluate you. Nobody condemns you because you need an antibiotic, right? I wear glasses to help me see better. Sometimes your depression may be the result of a chemical imbalance, and medication will allow you to lead a normal, productive, and joyful life. And that's when I say, thank God for physicians who correctly diagnose a physical problem and work with us in putting it to flight. Because you are a unique individual who is not only loved by God, but is considered a person of value and worth in His sight. You need to recognize yourself as someone of potential, perhaps potential which has never been realized. You have to realize that never, under any set of circumstances, is life so desperate that there is not a solution to your pain, whether it is a change of jobs or a change of attitude. You have to remember when depression knocks at your door, you're among some of God's choicest servants. Elijah in the Old Testament, the Apostle Paul in the New, they met depression on the field of battle, and God took them through it. They did, and so can you. Yes, there is a solution to depression, whether it is discouragement, despondency, or despair. The holidays are often difficult to get through, and especially when someone you love is not there, or you're alone, or you're separated from family and friends. That's when you get depressed. Decisions that you've made lead you down the wrong path. God still cares, and God will take you through it. If you have access to the internet, you can download this entire series. Go to our homepage, www.guidelines.org. And click on the date for today.